With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. The plagiarist moves in good company, as we learn from a book called Stolen Words by Thomas Mellon. Virgil, Homer, Chaucer all made use of the words of others.
They were borrowers in a time when borrowing was not only acceptable, but was the normal method of literary production.
But things changed by the 17th century.
It was at that time that the notion of ownership, the notion of originality as something important, as a positive literary value, took hold.
Thomas Mellon says that Lawrence Stern borrowed freely when he wrote one of the world's great novels, Tristram Shandy.
The paradox of Tristram Shandy is that it's one of the most original novels in the language by anybody's estimation, and yet, for all its inventiveness, there are chunks of Tristram Shandy that are verbatim plagiarisms from earlier works.
In a notorious 19th century case, Charles Reade, author of The Cloister and the Hearth, published a short story in Harper's Magazine that he stole from an obscure French writer.
The odd thing about Charles Reade is he had no need to steal it. He was a man who in his day was ranked by literary critics in Britain as second only to Dickens.
Thomas Mellon's thoughtful book about literary plagiarism, Stolen Words, is now a Penguin paperback. And Tickner and Fields published Mellon's most recent novel, Aurora 7, about a random group of people on a single day in 1962, when astronaut Scott Carpenter piloted his spaceship through a triple orbit around the Earth. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Plagiarism. The term is a little murky, but it does mean stealing someone else's words.
What it really involves in literary matters is word for word, verbatim chunks of somebody else's material.
That's Thomas Mellon, author of Stolen Words. You might recall that Senator Joseph Biden was knocked out of the presidential campaign when it was discovered that he had ripped off a speech made by a British political figure. But Mellon says that Biden really didn't need to steal.
Biden, among the pack of Democratic candidates, was almost universally regarded as the best orator. And it wasn't a reputation he got on the basis of stealing other people's speeches.
Take the case of Jacob Epstein. In his novel Wild Oats, there's a scene in which a college professor discovered that two students in his class have plagiarized a paper on Dickens.
The subject of plagiarism forms part of the plot. You would think that somebody who is lifting passages in his novel would avoid that subject as a plot motif.
For it was discovered that Jacob Epstein had lifted large sections of his novel from the work of Martin Amis.
The plagiarists who were written about in this book, whether it's Lawrence Stern or Coleridge or Charles Reade or Jacob Epstein, these are all people of considerable ability.
Stolen Words, a delightful study of plagiarism by Thomas Mellon, is now available in paperback. And Tickner and Fields published Mellon's critically praised novel, Aurora 7, about the lives of several disparate people on a single historic day in 1962. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.